Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy, happy weekend, my friends. We made it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. And eat brownies. Not those kind of brownies, dude. Come on, man.
But thank you, Lisa, for the brownies.
We've got a show to do.
If you do it that slow, it's going to take about 7 hours.
What did you put in those brownies? Welcome, welcome, my friends. Look, no matter how bad your life is going,
yeah,
it's got to be better than Sharon Moore's life.
Yeah,
former head football coach of the University of Michigan. Tragedy? Self-induced destruction. Self-induced destruction of all things that should be near and dear to him. Whoever is without sin, cast the first stone. But, you know.
But you're still just reading the story.
Well.
Telling a story.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Just remember, Satan is like a lion. He comes to devour you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we'll start with that.
Yeah.
Details of the detention of former University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore surfaced yesterday. Actually, Wednesday they came out, including allegations of stalking and a possible mental health crisis. Audio of a 911 dispatch call obtained by Fox News details allegations of an alleged domestic assault in which police said the victim claimed there's a male at the location and the house attacking her and noted that the suspect had been stalking her for months. All right, look, I'll give you the... He's a head football coach. He's making $5.5 million a year. At some point, allegedly, he hooks up with somebody who works very directly for him. Okay, and if it is this particular person, you know, she's like 24 years old. The theory is that they had some sort of a relationship. The theory is also that at some point she may have become pregnant and he didn't want her to continue.
I would say that's no longer a theoretical relationship.
Really?
Yeah, the pregnancy, I think, pretty much confirmed there might have been something going on.
Because when I was doing a little digging yesterday and research, which I do all day long, I saw all this information, and I was hesitant to come forward. I forget there was a case not too long ago where some sports guys were ripping on a woman. What was the deal with her? I forget. But some allegations of something, and turned out that they weren't true.
Ooh.
And they kind of messed up her life. So I certainly don't want to. I don't want to do that.
That's not
but
good.
But if you're telling me you saw this information as well, So he had a relationship with this woman. It appears, had her get an abortion. Apparently, allegedly, and then right after that, apparently she got about a a 50% pay raise. She went from in the $40,000 range to $90,000 range, and her job description didn't change.
Well, not officially.
Well, yeah.
A little extra work at the office.
So that's a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
And at some point, it's believed that the relationship, was going sour, going sideways.
Right.
Maybe the fact that, he had three little girls at home and a wife.
Oh.
Could have created some friction there.
Yeah.
So the university caught wind of some of these things and may have been... His mistress may have been the source of the information. But anyway, nonetheless, I guess they started an investigation, but so did law enforcement. Now, I think the law enforcement thing came slightly after that. But anyway, the university started looking into this back in November. So they didn't just fire him. It sounded very, very quickly. Allegations are made, inappropriate relationship, you're gone. There was more to it than that in terms of what the university did and also law enforcement. And then once he was fired, well, then he went off the deep end, went home to his wife, was talking suicidal. Then he went to his mistress's house and threatened to kill himself, possibly her. And then he took off from there, didn't do any harm, thank goodness, and was intercepted right near a church. I don't know if it was his particular church, but a church, and law enforcement grabbed him then, and he's been locked up, I think, ever since. I believe he faces a judge maybe as early as this morning. But, man, you talk about a guy who flushed his life down the toilet. And
I'm making $5 million a year, something like that?
$5.5 million a year. He's not going to get any of the remaining $14 million or whatever that was left on his contract.
Right.
He was doing a good job as a coach, but University of Michigan wasn't back to where, of course, some of the people wanted it to be.
Right.
Apparently, some of the boosters had kind of turned a little kind of sour on him because I think that the rumors were swirling for a while about this possible relationship outside of his marriage. And, when people catch wind of that, they tend to frown on these things. And I know it's hard to feel for the guy. You got all this, you're making plenty of money, you got this wonderful family, and yet you decide to cash it all in for something.
Yeah, but and so many people have been there. You're not thinking about all those things with the distraction in front of you.
No,
you should, but we're human and we don't.
You compartmentalize, sure you rationalize your bad behavior, and it usually starts out with, well, nobody's going to know. What's the harm if we hook up? All right, we hooked up once or twice, but this is not long term.
Right.
And things begin to get entrenched, entangled, and
next thing you know, the police are picking you up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason really, it's not to keep stomping on this guy.
No,
I mean, he's a lame horse who's taken a beating already. It's not, that's not the idea behind it. The idea is just kind of a friendly warning that, things that can kind of unwind your life and change things dramatically, really the trajectory forever. I hope that he and his family can recover from this. I hope that he can get back to, coaching at some level anyway.
Right.
And but it's a warning that things can unravel quickly and that there's reasons why, we are warned about these kinds of things and how they can be very, very detrimental. So anyway, he's got a tough road ahead of him. Maybe, working on trying to repair the damage he did to his family and go from there. But obviously, it hit him pretty hard. You know, the weight of the truth came crashing down in a very real way.
Yeah,
when you lose the gig.
Yep.
Yeah,
changes a lot of things in your life.
It does. All right. We've got upbeat stuff.
Oh, good.
Some fun stuff. We got some real stuff we got to get to. Oh, yeah, don't worry. There'll be doom and gloom, death and destruction mixed in, though.
Oh, good. I was worried
carefully,
for a minute.
Carefully mixed in.
I was worried.
You won't
for a
even
second.
Taste it. It's like it's just a little bit of cilantro in there. Just a little.
Okay.
Greg was talking about Mexican earlier.
Yeah.
That's why it was in my mind. All right. A campaign of terror. Trump and the National Guard, is that what they're engaging in? One Democrat seems to think so. Details on that coming up. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always Yes. You know, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You search for The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. You hit the follow button, and then you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, Senator Alex Padilla, the Democrat out of California, I guess has a problem with President Trump and the National Guard deployments. Yep, he said that it's Donald Trump's MO to try to fan the flames, try to escalate tensions, and justify further escalation on his part.
Oh, my goodness.
We've seen what's happened in and around Washington, D.C., and around Chicago, in and around Portland, Memphis. They're in New Orleans now. They continue this campaign of terror under the guise of public safety and immigration enforcement. Is this guy that ignorant that he doesn't know what terror is? Does he realize that these people are doing a job in trying to protect ICE and the local citizens from the rising crime rates that they have suffered under, in most cases because of Democrat rule, because many of these places are sanctuary cities? These people, good citizens, have been punished by what the Biden administration unleashed on all Americans, millions and millions of unvetted illegal immigrants. And people are suffering as a result. These people like Alex Padilla, this senator, who they're supposed to be a little wiser than that. Mm-hmm. Do they want to feign ignorance about the issue, about the crime, about the drugs that were brought here that killed tens of thousands of Americans every year? Epidemic, to say the very least. We care about the sexual slavery and the way that children have been bought and sold because so many were coming across the border that the Biden administration lost track of tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands, of these young people. It's sickening. And then to come out with, and purely for political reasons, of course, that somehow this is Trump's campaign of terror.
Wow.
He's trying to escalate tensions. You know, if you are establishing, you know, the law enforcement, that's not creating tensions. The tensions are creating by those who want to stop law enforcement, or in this case, National Guard, from being able to do their jobs and complete their missions. That's where the tensions come from. They don't come from Trump. Trump is trying to get back to the rule of law for Americans. We all benefit in a civil society when rules and laws are followed. And illegal immigration has opened us up to all kinds of disastrous things. Is he not aware of that? Of course he is. What he and many other Democrats have done is they put the needs, wants of the illegals in front of and ahead of law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they also put them ahead of all the people who have diligently worked and applied legally to come to the United States. They've all jumped the line, and the Democrats are perfectly fine with it. He said, Padilla said, we tried to sound the alarm back in June. What was happening in L.A. was wrong. The federalization and the deployment of state National Guard troops into a state against the governor's wishes, into a state over the objections of not just the local mayor, local elected leadership, but the local sheriff, the local police department is practically, it's unprecedented. We knew it would be ineffective. In fact, it was counterproductive. No, I've got plenty of numbers, and so does Tom Holman, that tells you that it was not counterproductive, that thousands and thousands of illegals have been taken off the street, and many of them involved or guilty of crimes like rape and murder and robbery. They've made it safer. But these people still, they make these outrageous claims. And it's one thing, politicians say stupid things, I guess, for political reasons.
All the time.
I was going to say time. Often.
Yeah.
And and this is another one of those cases. The problem is what percentage of the American people will actually buy into that? Yeah, National Guard, bad. ICE, bad. Mm-hmm. Illegal immigrants, good. I guess that's how some people look at it.
It's just such a messed up mentality. Like you said, politicians say stupid things for political purposes. But when they go as crazy as they have, and when they come off so anti-American, that's what's frustrating. You're supposed to be representing America, and it always feels like everybody else is ahead of the class in their mindset.
Well, Trump, his voters, supporters, and stuff, we believe that we want to make America great again, and that the whole idea and the policy behind, put America first. We agree that's the way it should be. Put America and Americans first. How could your job, whether you're elected to the House or the Senate or you're the president and commander in chief, what part of that would be difficult to understand? Mm-hmm. that your primary concern, really your only concern, should be about the health and welfare and safety of the American people? It should be, or you would think it would be cut and dry, but it's not. And it's a good thing you're not playing Christmas music, Greg, because...
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, because Jingle Bells is racist, for one thing. And, I learned it from a very reliable source.
Uh-oh.
Joy Reid told me.
Ugh. Oh, one of the ultimate race baiters in our country?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Fun with Joy coming up on the Bob Rose Show.
So misnamed.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It is a chilly start to your morning. Be aware of that. It's 6:28 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just don't have anything productive to do, apparently. It is 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. So she was canned from her MSNBC gig a while ago. I'm talking about the former host, Joy Reid,
right,
whose name is kind of odd because I have not yet to hear her say anything that I would consider to be joyful in any context. But here we are once again. And the only reason I even bring her up is because you just have to be aware of there's really ignorant people out there saying incredibly stupid things.
And they have platforms to spread those stupid things.
That's exactly right. So under attack now is Jingle Bells.
Okay.
That's right. Jingle Bells, apparently, is this incredibly racist song.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
I've never thought about it that way.
Well, she put out a video that I guess has been around, is now viral, and it renewed scrutiny of, you know, the carol's past. As the academic whose research the video is based on says, that wasn't her intent. So even the person who did some research behind the guy who wrote Jingle Bells says it's not intent to make him look like a racist. It doesn't matter because Joy Reid says, oh, I can use this. In the video, a man in festive attire stares at a plaque in Medford, Massachusetts, where James Lord Pierpont is believed to have written what became known as Jingle Bells. The video makes the argument that the song's early performances were used to mock black people. It goes on to discuss Pierpont's history using racialized dialect and slurs in other works. Now, remember, that could be just like Stephen Foster in Way Down Upon the Suwannee River.
Sure, absolutely.
Where all the darkies live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't meant in a hurtful, angry kind of a way, kind of a thing. It was a...
Well, it was context then.
Yeah, and it was a term that was not unacceptable. It wasn't done with hatred.
Right.
But that doesn't stop these people who keep trying to keep the racist thing going. So it's what they do. So it goes on to discuss, the author Pierpont, his history using the radicalized dialect and slurs in other works. And I guess that depends, like you say, on the context and all that. But the clip also notes that the writer, you ready for this, later?
Yeah.
Fought for the Confederate Army in defense of slavery. Now,
okay.
Could it have possibly been not in the defense of slavery for him in particular, that perhaps he was fighting for his homeland, fighting for his state, fighting for his family?
But they put it into the context they wanted to be.
Right.
Okay.
Now, as far as I know, he didn't own any slaves, but that's not going to stop them from saying that's what he was fighting for.
Right.
And the caption on the screen says, this is where a racist Confederate soldier wrote Jingle Bells to make fun of black people. Now remember, he fought for the Confederacy after this song.
Uh-huh.
So to call him a racist Confederate soldier, you're getting ahead of it just a little bit. The video says that Pierpont was strapped for cash and wrote the original version, the one-horse open sleigh, for performances where white actors in blackface caricatured black people, quote, trying to participate in winter activities, unquote. So apparently that's what the folks who did their research on this, that's what they came up with. Now, Joy Reid lost her MSNBC show earlier this year. She posted this clip. Million of her Instagram followers have seen it, writing, Lord have mercy. The video cites a 2017 Cambridge University paper titled, The Story I Must Tell, Jingle Bells in the Minstrel Repertoire. The legacy of Jingle Bells, as we shall see, a prime example of a common misreading of a much popular piece of music from the 19th century, writes author Kina Hamill in the study. She said its blackface and racist origins have been subtly and systematically removed from its history. However, Hamill has repeatedly said her work is being misrepresented and that she never claimed Jingle Bells was written as a racist mockery. She maintains that her research focuses on the performance history of the song and where it originated, not on Pierpont's intent in composing it. I never said it was racist now, Hamill told the Boston Herald in 2017, adding that she was not looking to dictate what songs are sung at Christmas. But Joy Reid sure likes to perpetuate or dig up or try to create a problem.
Wow.
Because, yeah, Jingle Bells somehow can, if you look long and hard enough and through a twisted tale, you can find some remnants of some sort of racism that are loosely tied in a tenuous way to the song.
But how many times do we see that? Someone will put something like that out there. The homework is done. The originator comes out. Something. And we go, oh, so it's not what it meant. They don't care. They continue on with their little rumors, even though it's been proven untrue.
And so what would the purpose of that be? It tries to, you know, keep some hostilities alive between between the races would be one of them. It's also a subtle attack on Christmas.
Yes.
As you, whittle away at the songs that can be sung because somebody interpreted it a certain way.
And are these people just trying to stay relevant by keeping things stirred up? Kind of a, you know, like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. Without things stirred up, nobody notices them.
Making money by creating and perpetuating these things like racism.
Yeah.
Yep.
Joyless Reid.
Joyless Reid strikes again.
Yes, she does.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We have plenty to talk about coming up, including 10,000 arrested in California. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. It begins tonight, the road to Bethlehem. Are you familiar? Good morning and welcome. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Yeah, it kicks off tonight. Road to Bethlehem goes on all weekend. This is a live outdoor production of The Christmas Story. They bring it to life like, well, you've got to see it to believe it. And it is absolutely free, hosted by Camp Kalakwa in High Springs. And so that is this evening where the village opens at 5. And then the production begins between 7 and 8. And so you want to visit CampKalakwa.com for more information, or you can also find the information on Facebook as well. I highly recommend it. It is free. It is fun. And it tells the Christmas story and then some. And if you go, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So my favorite pirate. Arr,
yes.
Captain Orange Crunch.
I wonder how this would develop.
Orange Crunch Trump. Fresh off of taking over an oil ship coming out of Venezuela going to Cuba, which I wholeheartedly support, and he had a warrant to back it up.
Yep.
But he was talking about the U.S. economy on Thursday. And he asked, hey, when am I going to get some credit for creating perhaps the greatest economy ever in the nation's history?
He said,
I inherited a mess from the Biden administration, the worst inflation in history, and the highest prices our country has ever seen. In other words, affordability just 13 months ago was a disaster for the American people. But now it's totally different. Prices coming down fast. Energy, oil, and gasoline hitting five-year lows. The stock market today just hit another all-time high. Tariffs are bringing in hundreds of billions of dollars. And we are respected as a nation again. Trump posted these things on Truth Social. He took office for his second term less than a year ago. Of course, January 20th. And he said, when will I get credit for having created, with no inflation, perhaps the greatest economy in the history of the country? When will people understand what is happening? When will polls reflect the greatness of America at this point in time and how bad it was just a year ago? Well, Mr. President, the economy for most people is a kitchen table kind of an issue. When they sit down and Americans start to pay the bills, and then they see what is left over at the end of the month. Because of the Biden administration, they were probably operating, many people were, on deficits. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the government.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, his tariffs helped to pay down the deficit, or close the gap, I guess you would say, on the deficit by a very large percentage. It hasn't been done since 2020, where there was reduction. Anyway, so it's the kitchen table. It's the writing the checks. I know most of us don't do it that way anymore. You know, you have automatic things, or you pay bills through things online and all that. I get it. But bottom line is, just like it's always been, at the end of the month, you know, what do you have left over? Americans were operating on a deficit during those high inflation times, and when they were paying so much for gasoline, I mean, people have to get to work. They're forced to pay, you know, what was it, four something a gallon in most places.
Oh, yeah.
And that was tough. So Americans feel like, and if I can speak for many of them, you know, middle class, we haven't quite caught up yet. We haven't caught up yet. Well, we see how things are unfolding. Mm-hmm. All the things that President Trump mentions, they are all good things. We feel, I think, most people, well, everybody who is right of center, I guess, feels pretty optimistic that things are going to get better. Mm-hmm. Some people feel it sooner. Some people are going to feel the impact and the effects later. So, yeah, the president isn't going to get immediate credit because most Americans don't really feel any sort of immediacy.
Right.
And put on top of that, your lamestream media is never going to give them positive credit for anything. So that's part of the uphill battle of being, well, a conservative. And of course, being Trump, you know, you're not just vilified and disliked by the left. They have Trump derangement syndrome, where it's become an absolute sickness. But look, he's conveying these thoughts. It'll be up to the American people, but he has to continue to make the case that things are improving. People hopefully will start to feel that, and they'll see that how important it is for them to show up and support the president in the midterms. It's a critical juncture. I know. I've been saying this for years. This is the most important election of our lifetime. Well, the fact is, many of them have been.
Yes.
And the midterms will be a big one. Do you want to continue on a path where, you know, economically America does better, energy wise America does better? You need to show up. You need to show up for these midterm elections, my friends. All right. Plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.